For a while now, the future of Green River Reservoir has been murky. But fans of the state park got some reassurance last week in a deal that would keep the Hyde Park Reservoir and its dam in place. The agreement settles a decade-long dispute that raised big questions about the role of local hydropower in Vermont. And here to talk with us about it is Vermont Public Climate and Environment reporter Abigail Giles. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning, Jen.
Abigail, can you start by reminding us why the future of the dam was so uncertain?
Yeah, so last year, the municipal utility that owns the dam, Morrisville Water and Light, asked federal regulators for permission to retire it instead of getting it relicensed. They said that new state regulations would make it too expensive to operate, and if it's not profitable, the state park above the dam is really the only reason to keep it around. Morrisville Water and Light said it's not fair to Morrisville ratepayers to essentially foot the bill to protect a state park that people from all over the state enjoy, and they asked the state to take over ownership of the dam. The state said no, and this raised a lot of concern about whether the dam would be dismantled and what would happen to the state park. And Green River Reservoir, if you haven't been there, is super special. There are loons and no motorboats allowed, and it feels like this little Adirondack lake in northern Vermont. Camping books out there every summer, so people really love this place.
I'm going to have to add it to my list, Abigail. Okay, so what exactly have they agreed to?
Yeah, first, and this is probably what most of our listeners want to know, the dam officially is staying put, at least for now, and that means that the state park will stay intact. Morrisville Water and Light is scrapping its application to take the facility out of operation, and instead, it's going to try to get it relicensed. For now, the utility is going to commit to following the new state regulations, and it's agreed to change how it operates some of its other dams on the Lamoille River to be more friendly to fish. Environmental groups are excited about that one. In exchange, Vermont's Agency of Natural Resources has agreed to revisit Vermont's regulations on hydropower over the next few years. I think regulators heard loud and clear that it's not possible to operate this dam profitably under the current state regulations, but they don't want to just make a one-time exception to the rules for Green River.
Okay, Abigail, so your article mentions big changes to how much water the utility can send through all of these dams. Less water for hydropower sounds like less electricity, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jen. And that is really the core of the tension here. Reservoirs act kind of like big batteries, so utilities store up all this potential energy and then release it to create really cheap power at times when people are using lots of electricity that would otherwise be really expensive to buy. But those big releases have all kinds of implications for river ecosystems downstream. They can cause erosion and make water quality worse. They change rivers, and that changes what fish and insects can live in them. So you can imagine the ripple effect of that. And these are the kinds of trade-offs that regulators are juggling.
Well, Abigail, your reporting has said this raises really big questions about the role of local hydropower in Vermont. And it seems like there's a tension here, right, between protecting ecosystems and getting low carbon power.
Yeah, it's kind of like a conflict between our environmental goals and our climate goals. A lot of municipal utilities in Vermont own these old hydropower facilities, and a lot of them are due for new federal licenses that will decide how they operate for the next 40 or 50 years. The electricity that these facilities make is very low carbon, and it directly offsets the amount of climate warming fossil fuels that those utilities' customers would otherwise be consuming, because dams provide this cheap low carbon power, again, at times when the grid relies heavily on natural gas and oil. A lot of these utilities have asked for steep rate hikes in recent years, and they serve communities where people are already struggling to afford their electric bills. But again, we increasingly see that operating this way has consequences for rivers and fish. This question of how much water utilities can release at a given time, it's something that Vermont and states in general actually have a lot of regulatory say in. And this new batch of licenses, they're going to have to comply with these stricter environmental standards that Vermont now has in place. A&R Secretary Julie Moore said last week that this question of how much a utility can lower water levels at a place like Green River Reservoir is going to be a big area of focus for the agency in the coming years as it revisits those regulations. And you can bet that environmental groups will be looking closely at what they come up with.
And we will be following your reporting. That is Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Abigail, thank you for stopping back by Morning Edition.
Thanks, Jen.